With more than 2.3 million followers on TikTok and 87,000 on Instagram, Shanae Grobler is not only one of the top 10 biggest social media influencers in South Africa, but also a brand ambassador, fashionista, and promoter. The 20-year-old content creator inspires fans to follow their dreams and make positive life choices by creating and publishing creative videos. Since joining TikTok in 2017, she has had the privilege of working with major brands like Levi's, Lamborghini, Popple, Warner Music, Revolve, Samsung, GHD, and Netflix, and many more. Welcome to the show, Shanae. It's a pleasure to have you here. Can you please tell us a bit about how you got into making TikTok videos?
The story behind me creating TikTok videos isn't something of I decided randomly one day I want to be an influencer or content creator, nothing like that. It was literally an impulsive decision of I'm downloading this app because I see a bunch of people is using it and I wanted to see what the hype was all about, and I started making cringy, random videos, and I guess I was just lucky enough for my videos to blow out of proportion, and here I am today, an actual influencer, content creator, and I am more than grateful.
Can you explain your process of creating content for your audience?
I don't exactly have a specific strategy of how I create content. For the most part, I scroll through my For You page and find some inspiration. I get some inspiration from my surroundings, from my family and so forth. And then I plan when I'm going to make content during the week. And then one morning I just get up, go shower, get ready, do my hair, do my makeup, put on an outfit and do a whole day of content. So I have my room mostly that I use my content for. I try to make a busy, fun background with some lights and color and a nice outfit, some hip and happening music and stuff, and that's about it. I just do whatever I feel in the mood for in the moment.
How do you say you stand out from the other TikTok creators?
I've seen some creators on TikTok that pretend to be someone that they're not. They put up this front and do things in a different way that they usually would do it to be accepted. And on my TikTok account, that is completely different. I am completely authentic on myself. I never try and be someone that I'm not. If you don't like me or accept me, that's on you. So that's what I feel makes me different, is that I'm literally completely, completely me. And everyone knows that, and I try and encourage people to do the same, to love themselves and to be themselves no matter what.
How did you feel when you broke the 2.1 million follower barrier?
Actually, I broke the 2.3 follower barrier just a few days ago, and to be honest, I am beyond ecstatic and grateful and thankful to sit in the position that I am. It's still so mind-blowing to me that people actually want to follow me and constantly watch my content that I put out. Like, I don't see myself as that interesting and cool, but I feel so mind blown that people see me that way. It's just so amazing for me.
What tips and tricks could you give us on how to become TikTok famous?
To be completely honest, I don't even have proper tips and tricks to become TikTok famous, because for me, I don't see myself as famous. Like, obviously I do have quite a large following, but it happened naturally and randomly out of nowhere. But things that I do know that can help is good lighting, to follow the trends that you see on your For You page or the hashtags that you see on your Explorer search page, and just see what people are interested in. Just stay on track and try stay on trend and be authentic. Yeah, I don't think there's much to it, honestly. Just create content. Oh, and consistency is so important.
How do you deal with trolls and rude people online?
To be honest, trolls and rude people online used to bother me so much. Like, I used to be so insecure with the things that they would say, but in my current position, like where I am today, it honestly doesn't bother me anymore. It doesn't faze me. I don't give them the satisfaction of getting under my skin. I simply block and delete. That is my motto. If I see any negativity on my page or my comment section, I don't even go as far to fight back. I just block and delete, because if you know me, you would know I am not this and this and this. So I just simply block and delete. That is my motto in life. Don't let negativity influence your happiness.
What is your favorite current trend?
My favorite current trend on TikTok right now is a dance. Yes, a dance. But it's not just any dance. It's a happy dance. It's a dance by Red Velvet. I did it probably, I think, 3 times on my page now, which I don't normally do. I usually do a dance once and then I'm happy. But this dance is just such a happy, 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 happy dance. Good vibes all over. So I saw a bunch of people do it, and the song is just so catchy. I'm obsessed with it.
What words of encouragement do you have for the children in hospital?
I would just like to say to all the children in the hospitals, you got this. I know right now it feels like life is against you, and it's rough and it's tough and you feel hopeless and it's just an absolute terrible feeling. But I believe in you, and I trust that you'll feel better super soon. You are way stronger than you think you are. I promise you that. Believe in yourself too. You got this. Feel better soon.
Thank you so much for the interview, Shanae. I honestly enjoyed it. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep smiling like I know you always do.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to you, Alawea. It was awesome. Thank you so much. Bye.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.